and welcome to today's episode of our podcast. We are diving into an essential topic for university students, how to balance studying and relaxation. I'm joined today by Julia Novosad. She is also from Hochschulkiste.
Hi, everyone.
Julia, it's great to have you here. Today, we will discuss the various opportunities for students to relax, socialize, and unwind, both through university events and the vibrant student life in Augsburg. To start us off, Julia, why do you think it's so important for students to find a balance between studying and relaxing?
Thank you for having me. Balancing study and relaxation is incredibly important. University life can be stressful with assignments, exam, and deadlines. Without proper downtime, students risk burnout, which ultimately affects their performance and well-being. When students focus solely on studying, they miss out on social experiences and opportunities to recharge. On the other hand, too much time spent on relaxation can harm academic success. Finding the balance is a key. Luckily, our university in Augsburg offers plenty of options to help students unwind, connect, and enjoy their time outside of studying.
Okay, Julia, you work closely with students. What are the most common problems you see when it comes to balancing study and relaxation?
I think one of the biggest challenges students face is feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Many are afraid of wasting time if they take a break, but this mindset often leads to exhaustion and lower productivity.
Do you think students often miss out on opportunities for relaxation that the university offers? And why do you think that happens?
Some students simply don't know what the activities are available for them. Others might hesitate to try something new because they're unsure if it's for them.
Yeah, that's right. Augsburg University of Applied Science, along with the city itself, offers a lot of amazing opportunities for students to take a break and enjoy life. Can you tell us more about these options?
Yes, the good news is that there are many ways for students to relax and recharge. For example, the university hosts events like intercultural evenings, where students bring food from different countries. It's a great way to learn about other cultures and meet new people. We also have holidays events like Christmas parties and fun activities such as games and social gatherings that help students take a break and enjoy themselves. One of the highlights is Unisport, where students can sign up for a huge variety of sports, such as fitness classes, the team sports, to yoga. It's a great way to stay active, clear your mind, and de-stress. Beyond the university, Augsburg itself is a very student-friendly city. For example, student parties and club often have discounted drinks and a lively atmosphere where you can unwind and socialize. There is also dorm parties where students gather, meet new people, and have fun together outside of their studies.
That's cool. So, Julia, we have established why balancing study and relaxation is so important. Now let's talk about the specific opportunities that students here in Augsburg have, both within the university and in the city. Can you share some of the key events and activities that students can take part in?
Yes, there are quite a few events throughout the year, but for me personally, one of the most interesting was the Interculture Evening. It only happens once a year, but it's really special. Students bring traditional food from their countries, and it becomes a quite unique way to experience other cultures. I love the atmosphere, everyone is so open, and you can get to learn so much about people from all over the world.
Cool, that sounds like a unique and enriching experience. What other types of events does the university organize, especially during the holidays?
The university also hosts events around big holidays like Christmas. Mm-hmm. There are parties with festive decorations, games, and even sometimes with the small gift exchanges. These events are a great way to relax and celebrate, especially for international students who might not be with their families during the holidays.
Yeah.
Besides that, the university sometimes organizes smaller events like workshop, game nights, and themed evenings throughout the semester.
It's great that students have so many options to stay engaged and take a break from studying. But for those who prefer a more active lifestyle, I know Unisport is a big deal here. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure, the Unisport program is fantastic because it offers a wide variety of sports. There is something for everyone. You can join yoga, Pilates, or fitness classes if you want something calm, or sign up for team sports like soccer, basketball, or volleyball. It's also very affordable, and the registration process is super easy. Doing sports is a great way to relieve stress, meet new people, and stay healthy.
I saw on their site that there was a sports, like, I don't know, trip with alpacas.
Yeah, they offered that. I think that's a one-day trip to where alpacas live, and I would love to visit it. I never tried it, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, and I also think it's a bit expensive.
Can be.
That's the only thing that is expensive here. So that's a great resource for students. But what about outside the university? Augsburg itself is known as a very student-friendly city. What kind of opportunities does the city offer for students to unwind and socialize?
Augsburg is such a lovely city for students. Club often organize special student nights where drinks are cheaper and the atmosphere is really relaxed and fun. It's perfect for meeting new people and enjoying a night out after a long week of classes.
Yeah, I know there is a special like 1-3 party in Cantina.
Yes.
Or 1-2-3 party.
Yeah, but there is also an organization. It's called ESN. It offers, if you buy their card, they offer a lot of discounts on the drinks and clubs or other cafes. Or they even have a discount on Flixbus, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, and they also organize some trips in within the organization, and you can also have a discount on that.
That's really fun. What about dorm parties? I hear those are also a big part of student life here.
Yes, dorm parties are very popular and a great way for students to socialize in a more casual setting. They're informal, so it's easy to meet people from other programs and just have a good time. It's also very convenient because it's right where you live.
There's a lot of opportunities both on and off campus. Are there any other local places you would recommend for students looking to relax or take a break from studying?
Definitely. Augsburg has a lot of cozy cafes and affordable restaurants where students can hang out, study, or just relax with their friends. There is also parks and green spaces where you can take a walk, have a picnic, or simply enjoy the outdoors. Places like Botania Garden is perfect when you need a change of the scenery. Yeah, not everyone likes big events or parties, and that's totally okay. The university has space where students can relax quietly, like libraries and comfortable reading corners or dedicated study lounges. Some students enjoy taking a book to a quiet cafe or a local park where they can take a mental break and recharge. Augsburg also has plenty of small, cozy spots that are perfect for a quiet afternoon. For example, there are museums and art galleries that are not too crowded, so you can take a time exploring. It's a great way to relax while also doing something a bit more cultural.
You have mentioned so many options, big campus events, sports, student nights, and quite local spots. It really sounds like there is something for everyone. Do you think these opportunities also help students build a stronger friendship and networks?
Yes, absolutely. Dorm gathering and even Unisports are not just about relaxing, they're also about connection. Meeting people through shared activities, whether it's playing volleyball, attending a game night, or even studying in the cafe, helps build friendships.
Mm-hmm.
These connections make university life less stressful, and because you have someone to lean on and share experiences with. I've seen so many students who started out feeling shy.
Yeah.
Or overwhelmed, but eventually found their place by joining a club, trying a sport, or even attending smaller events like workshops. It's amazing how much these experiences can change your university life.
That's a really important point. It's not just about relaxation, but also about building a support system. Do you have any advice for students who might feel nervous or hesitant to get involved?
I would say start small. You don't have to jump into everything at once. Maybe try attending one event or signing up for a single sports class that interests you. Go with a friend if you feel more comfortable. It's always easier to try something new when you're not alone. And don't worry about whether you will fit in. University life is full of people with different interests and backgrounds. Chances are you will find like-minded people who enjoy the same things as you do. Just take that first step.
That's a great advice. So to sum it up, the university offers amazing opportunities like sports, campus events, and social gathering, while the city of Augsburg provides an exciting student nightlife, quiet spots, and cultural activities. It really sounds like students here have everything they need to balance study and relaxation.
Yes, it's about exploring these opportunities, finding what works for you, and making the most out of your students' years. University life isn't just about studying. It's also about enjoying yourself, making friends, and taking care of your well-being.
Well, we have talked about all opportunities students have for relaxation, both at the university and in the city. Now let's focus on practical strategies. How can students balance these activities with their academic responsibilities?
That's a great question, because balance can be tricky, especially when the deadlines pile up.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the best strategies is time management. Students often underestimate how much planning can help. Using a planner or a simple calendar app to schedule not just study time, but also time for relaxation and social activities can make a huge difference.
That makes sense. Planning both work and relaxation creates structure. Do you have any specific tips for students who feel guilty about taking breaks?
Yes, and that's something a lot of students struggle with. It's important to remember that rest is productive too. If you don't take breaks, you will lose focus and energy much faster. I recommend the Pomodoro technique. Study for 25 minutes, take a 5-minute break, and repeat. It's a small but effective way to stay productive while avoiding burnout. Another tip is to plan something fun after completing a big task. Knowing that you will go out with a friend or buy yourself a sweet treat or just relax at home makes studying feel more manageable and rewarding.
I love that idea of rewarding yourself. It turns breaks into something intentional rather than procrastination. What about students who feel overwhelmed with the sheer number of opportunities? How can they choose where to start?
Well, I think my advice would be to start small and pick one or two activities that genuinely interest you. Maybe your friend goes somewhere. For example, if you're into sports, sign up for one Unisport class a week. If you prefer something social, attend a campus game night or one of the university's smaller events. It's also helpful to think about what kind of relaxation works best for you. Some people recharge by being active, while others need a quiet time. Don't feel pressured to do what everyone else is doing. Find what helps you to feel rested and recharged.
That's a really good point. It's about knowing yourself. Are there any tools or habits you recommend to help students balance their schedules more effectively?
Yes, definitely. There is a few tips that students can use. First, set priorities. At the start of each week, identify the most important academic tasks and schedule them first. And then add in time for rest, sports, or events. The second thing would be using digital tools. Apps like Google Calendar, Notion, or Trello can help you organize your time. Block out study hours, breaks, and social activities so you can have a visual balance. Also, stick to the routines. Having consistent routines, like studying in the morning and relaxing in the evening, can help keep things balanced without feeling chaotic. Also, it's important to say no where needed. Sometimes students try to do everything, but it's okay to skip an event or take a quiet night in when you need it.
These are excellent strategies. Finally, do you have any advice for students who might be struggling right now to find that balance and feel overwhelmed?
I would say start by being kind to yourself And it's okay to have weeks where you focus more on studying or weeks where you take a little extra time to relax. Also, don't hesitate to reach out for help. The university often has support services like counseling or academic coaching that can guide you. Talking to a friend and sharing your experiences can also help. You'll realize you're not alone in feeling this way.
That's a great reminder. Balance is a process, not something that happens overnight. Thank you, Julia, for these practical tips. I think students will find them incredibly helpful. Okay, and maybe you can tell our listeners how you personally balanced your studies and relaxation.
Yes, I remember when I first came here, I didn't know anyone, so it was extremely important for me to attend events.
Mm-hmm.
But since I lived outside of Augsburg, I couldn't really join. So in the first semester, I was more studying than relaxing, and that really impacted my mental health. But in the second semester, I moved to the dormitory. And of course, when you live near the students who always have some activities going on, it helps you to become more social.
Yeah.
And and since I started to live in a dormitory, I found most of my friends. Also, I started to attend many events since I moved to Augsburg. And my dormitory organized a party every weekend. So for those who live in dormitory, I advise you to join them.
Yeah, of course.
Also, a lot of activities in the city, Augsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And
before the dorm, you lived in WG, right?
Yeah, I lived in the WG, but it wasn't a student WG. It was just a private WG. So,
I thought it was a student.
Not really. The girls I lived with were from some Bible school. I'm not sure. They weren't from Hochschule or Uni. So, and they had really, in my opinion, messed up schedule. I don't know. I tried to ask them about it, but they had night shifts and early morning shifts. So the only time I would see them was like they would come home at 11 or 10. It was the time I was going to sleep. And if they left for the morning shift, they would be up so early and I wouldn't. I couldn't get a chance to talk with them.
And I think there was no parties.
Yeah. Actually, those girls were super nice. They organized some cooking nights. And so, we often cooked together. But I think the real friends I found here in Augsburg when I moved here. And also the friends from uni, the connections were made after some time. You know, you cannot become friends with someone instantly, especially in the grown age. Like, you're not kids anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and also I attended Unisport. It was a CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it because at that time I lacked some physical activity. You know, going out is one thing, but when you work on yourself and see some progress that you're making, it's much more enjoyable. I don't know.
Yeah, and you feel better.
Yes.
Physically.
Yes.
Yeah, I also attended Unisport. It was like fitness classes, I think. It was great, but it was a bit exhausting for me. So, we had to like, I think 2 months. Yeah, I attended it for 2 months and then, no, thank you, but it's too hard for me.
When it comes to choosing a level for yourself or a sport for yourself, maybe you already know what you want to do. You have to take into account your physical abilities because those classes are mostly for a lot of people, and if it says advanced mode, then I don't think if you have a beginner setup you shouldn't join the advanced classes. That can be hard.
That's true, but there are also many classes for beginners. Well, we have covered so much today, from the importance of balancing study and relaxation to the fantastic opportunities offered by the university and the city, and even some practical strategies for managing time effectively. To wrap things up, what would you say is the biggest takeaway for students listening today?
I think the most important thing is to remember that taking care of yourself is just as important as studying. University life is about more than just books and exams.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about enjoying the experience, connecting with others, and finding activities that make you feel happy.
That's such a good point. And it sounds like the opportunities here in Augsburg, from Unisports and university events to student nights in the city, give everyone the chance to find their own way to relax and unwind. Is there any final advice you would like to share with students?
Yes, I would say don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Try that sport class, go to that event, or invite someone new for a coffee. You never know. Those small steps can lead to a new friendship, hobbies, and experiences that will make your university years unforgettable.
That's a perfect note to end on. Take small steps, enjoy the journey, and make the most of your time as a student. Julia, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all these great insights.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to talk about this.
And to our listeners, remember, balance is a key. Use the opportunities around you to relax, socialize, and recharge so you can make the most of both your studies and your student life. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you in the next episode.